800-259-0623.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, have you got your PSHS? Has it been tested? You checked your prostate-specific antigen? What are you waiting for? Well, if you've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you've known for years that that's a bogus test. And if it tests anything, it may be indicative of a selenium deficiency. But you won't hear that anywhere in the old pharmaceutically conflicted, I won't even call them mainstream, toxic media. Not here. That's why you listen to the United States of Health Talk Radio every week. And that's why we're back. Back. Badder than ever. The Rossum Raid. Remember the Rossum Raid? Oh, boy. We got more breaking news on the Rossum Raid going to be coming out through Natural News very soon. But I've got a sneak preview for you. Also, a honeydew list. Man out there, do you have enough honeydews? Do you have enough? I'm going to give you another one. Honeydew. No, I don't want honeydew list from Robert Scott Bell. Well, particularly if you're in California, you're going to want to hear about this because it relates to your freedom to consume food that is unadulterated by the federal government. That's right. The feds are talking about adulterated supplements, right? They want to put you in jail for 10 years for adulterating, misbranding supplements. What about them? Shouldn't they be in jail for adulterating our food supply? For standing idly by while Monsanto genetically modifies and doesn't label the food that may be in your cupboard or certainly on your restaurant plate if you don't go to an organic GMO-free restaurant. Yeah, I know. I'm calling it pretty tough today as we get out of the gate here, but that's what we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Just published some show notes for you right before airtime. I can't. Are we on? Is this thing on? Yes, I hear that we are. The call-in number today for the next 2 hours, you shall, if you would like to, 800-259-5791 to get on board. 800-259-5791. If your friends don't have internet connection and they have a telephone and they want to listen live, then they can call in at 760-569-7715. Otherwise, check it out, robertscottbell.com, and link through to all the wonderful affiliates around the country, as well as through TalkStream Live. Thank you for being here. Well, we're going to have Christopher Barr on board, by the way, to join me shortly on the PSA screening test and another interesting story about, well, a combination drug. Combination drugs, it's one is not enough. How about two for one? Are they going to charge you less for it? No, you could just buy the generic form, put them together, take them for cheap. But what they want to do is extend patent protection, so this is the game they're playing. We may even have to hear from Stephen Colbert on that one. See, what else we got on tap on the Robert Scott Bell Show today? Fiendish flu shot fanatics. Anybody out there still stupid enough to go line up at the corner drugstore to get a flu shot? How long will it be before you can get a flu shot at Whole Foods at this rate? Everywhere you go, flu shot here, flu shot there, free processing, photo processing. Hey, we'll throw in an organic apple at Whole Foods if you get your flu shot here. I know it hasn't happened yet that I know of. Although if anybody out there has seen that, has anybody seen the pink ribbons and the pink aprons at Whole Foods? Anybody? Bueller, anybody? I was there last week. And on my weekday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio, we covered this intensely, found a very powerful public service announcement from the Komen Reach for the Cut, Burn, and Radiate. That's right. In fact, the fact is the pink everything, everywhere, including and especially Whole Foods, is unconscionable. But even worse at Whole Foods, where they pretend to be natural. They pretend to support your right to know how to heal, how to utilize the substances in the dietary supplement department there. No, no, they won't even let you in. If you will lecture, see, Whole Foods when it was smaller, it used to be kind of cool. You could go in and lecture. Local people go in and lecture and talk about the fact that there were natural cures for diseases. Now, you've got to sign an oath that you will not mention anything about cancer. Or if you do, you won't mention anything about natural cures unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration. Speak out. When next time you go to Whole Foods, do me a favor. Ask them why they're wearing pink ribbons and pink. Are they doing bandanas too? Maybe in Georgia? Well, no. How about the pink aprons? Ask them why. Why they're raising money for Big Pharma. And the local yokels there, wherever they are, say, oh, no, we're not. We don't do that. This is just to raise awareness for breast cancer. Awareness, my aspirin. We don't need awareness for breast cancer. If you want to promote awareness, how about promoting awareness for selenium, for modified citrus pectin, for detoxification, for coffee enemas? How about raising awareness for something that would legitimately prevent it? How about thermography? How about instead of mammograms? Instead of going to the airport and getting mammograms and finding out you got a tumor and having it pulled out at the TGI Fridays where they still allow you to have steak knives past security? Or is that not happening? These are the questions I have. What do you have? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Have I had my yerba mate today? Can't you tell? Yes, I'm raring to go here. Now, on the Rossum raid, documents are revealing a Big Pharma-sponsored terrorist network infiltrating all levels of government. You know, they had discovery on this. You know about that, the process of discovery? That's basically, you know, where the defense says, hey, give us all the documents that you've collected against my client, whatever, and let us see it so we can evaluate what the case is here and put up an adequate defense. I don't know how many hundreds of pounds, how much paper. It's huge. Big stacks of paper. And what it reveals is sickening. It's disgusting. 2-year sting operation in Los Angeles County. Why? Why have they done this? From the FDA down to the local municipalities. It's pursuit of Americans simply wanting food unadulterated by government agencies is deranged and dangerous to all those who believe in health, freedom, liberty, and constitutionally limited government. By the way, speaking of the Constitution, Ron Paul won the values straw poll. So he won it. There's no mention of it. Yeah, you try to find any Sunday news reveal on anything. But, oh, Kane came in second. Oh, let's interview Kane and Gingrich. Well, let's mention that Sarah Palin's not running, that Chris Christie's not running. No mention that Ron Paul won it, because if he wins a straw poll, it becomes immediately irrelevant. Isn't that amazing? Modern media alchemy. Poof, if Ron Paul wins, it doesn't count. I saw somebody wrote somewhere that when Ron Paul wins the presidency, they're going to say, Obama came in second place and Ron Paul came in next to last. That's how they'll put it out there. But don't worry. I am the media. You are the media. We are the new media. Do you have a Facebook page? Do you Twitter? Do you tweet? Do you have a neighbor? Do you communicate? You are the new media. You are the living example for liberty that will outpace the old media's ability to constrain the sheeple. And no matter what you do, be honest about this, right? No matter what you do, there are still going to be people that are going to sleepwalk through life. We cannot wake everyone up. We don't need to wake everyone up. We only need that tireless minority who are so fed up with being enslaved to a medical, pharmaceutical, industrial police state. You don't think it's a police state? Look at Eric Holder, Department of Justice, going after medical marijuana, even though it's legal and lawful within the states, like Oregon, like California, like Colorado. Oh, they're going to shut it down, despite the fact that he said in the Obama administration, we're not going to do that. We're not going to crack down. Oh, could it be that they're not cracking down on the people that are using it? Well, what about the people growing it? Is that not people? Soylent Green is people. Eric Holder is not people. Barack Obama, not people. From FDA down to local municipalities, this is disgusting. Los Angeles County government spent millions of dollars conducting an undercover sting operation to protect Angelenos from fresh milk. Oh, my gosh. What, people of Los Angeles, it wasn't earthquakes. It wasn't fire from the sky or volcanoes. It was fresh milk. Angelenos were dying from fresh milk. Were they? Were they really? Why would a rabid environmentalist, L.A. County prosecutor by the name of Kelly Saker, rhymes with faker, targeting raw food enthusiasts while factory farms are polluting the environment with reckless abandon? This woman is a rabid, reckless environmentalist who doesn't recognize that the environmental destruction is coming from the government, coming from the government's willingness and enabling of big agribusiness, chemical factory farms, poisoning the community, poisoning the animals, poisoning the people, poisoning the environment, and she thinks it's her goal to eliminate anybody who dares to drink raw milk, fresh milk. Yeah, during the 2-year sting operation against Rawesome Foods, and this is going to be coming out big either tonight or tomorrow on Natural News. This is just a brief sneak preview for you. Do you know, in the 2 years, millions of dollars by Los Angeles County, couldn't that have been better spent helping the poor and the homeless and the hungry in Los Angeles? Then they spent millions of dollars targeting Rawesome Foods with sting operations. They hired undercover police to go in, become members of Rawesome Food, pretend that they like raw food and buy stuff just so they can gather data to when they bust them for the dangerous idea that raw milk could be okay to consume. Despite the fact that it's been consumed that way since the days of the Bible and before. In the 2 years of the sting operation, I ask you, how many people were injured or killed by raw milk that was purchased there? How many people were injured by raw milk? And in that same people, how many people were injured, same years, how many people were injured by FDA-approved drugs? I'm going to get back to you with that after this break. You're going to have to stay with me. We'll be joined by Chris Barr to talk about this and much more. What about those PSA tests? Are you getting them? Please don't. Don't need them. Don't want them. Not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Rocking the Health World. More after this.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, Gojira here, your friendly neighborhood health talk radio host. Robert Scott Bell rocks it for health, freedom, and liberty. Thank you for being here. 800-259-5791 if you'd like to be part of the show live today. Otherwise, 24-7 is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, 6 days a week now right here on Sundays, GCNLive.com. Momentarily, Chris Barr will be joining me. But I just want to let you a little in on a secret here, Rawsome Foods. How many people, any millions of dollars spent busting up, getting ready to bust up raw milk aficionados, lovers of liberty, real milk, as we should call it, fresh real milk, which, by the way, we have to say, oh, we're buying it for our pets, but we get it. Kids love it. 2 years, sting operation. How many deaths, how many injuries by raw milk purchased at Rawsome? Zero. Well, take a gander at this, and I've got this listed up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, today's show notes. During that same time period, at least, listen to this, at least 290 Americans died of FDA-approved drugs each and every day. That's the low side of things. That is the minor low side. It could be as many as 2,148 people dying daily at the time that they were going after Rawsome for 2 years. Now, during the time when the government police state tyranny of Los Angeles County was saving zero lives and wasting millions of dollars on the Rawsome investigation and raid, a bare minimum 212,000 Americans died. While Kelly Saker, this rabid environmentalist prosecutor, who's not an environmentalist by any real definition of the word, she stalked her peaceful raw milk loving prey in Los Angeles. 212,000 people died. It may have been as many as 1,568,000 people died. Again, going back to the Barbara Starfield report of year 2000, Journal of the American Medical Association, onwards and upwards to the meta-analysis by Dr. Carolyn Dean in Death by Modern Medicine. And you'll see how insane these bureaucrats, these prosecutors are, not only in Los Angeles County, but anywhere else. You want a honey-do list? Here's your honey-do list. You want to push back against tyrannical monsters shielded by government badges? Right on the front page there at robertscottbell.com during the show today, there is a link with phone numbers, emails. You can call the hate crime unit. Let them know about Kelly's hate crimes against raw milk or people who love raw milk. Consumer Protection Division, the number's there. The Bureau of Community Relations is there, the major crime. I want you to bombard these people with phone calls and emails. All of that information is there, and it'll be revealed even larger tomorrow on Natural News. But now, onwards and upwards with my dear friend Christopher Barr, notadoc.org. Chris, not only is the Rawsome raid ridiculous, but of course, the PSA tests are as well. Welcome back, Christopher Barr.
Yes, and the Rawsome phony fraudulent terrorism by the state robbed me of the best cheese on planet Earth. Right in my own backyard here, somehow the cheese from Morningland Dairy found its way onto their shelves. And the cheese that was confiscated was put into non-refrigerated containers for 6 weeks and then tested and found to be possibly contaminated after 6 weeks of non-refrigeration. I would expect that. And they were put out of business when they were ordered to destroy their entire stock, more than $60,000 in cheese, small family business. That put an end to the best cheese that I've ever tasted, raw milk cheese, because of the fraud of the state of California and the county of Los Angeles, and an assist to the FDA and the federal government.
Well, you know that the raw milk terrorists have to be stopped or else the country is going to implode, right? I mean, there's no way we can survive another day unless we have, you know, Los Angeles police state tactics stopping us from consuming that, which is obviously horrible for us. Well, how are we even alive with all the raw milk that was consumed for thousands of years, Chris?
Well, I've actually been thriving on it along with all of my 8 children for decades. So I don't just live and not die. I thrive.
You know, I think this Kelly Saker probably needs a prostate test. I know she's a woman, but I wonder with her attempts, rabid attempts to go after these people. But we find that, as you've been saying for at least, what, 6-7 years now, the PSA test was bogus as far as testing prostate. It indicates other things, but come at it because the mainstream old media is finally acknowledging what you've been saying for a long time.
Well, I've actually been after it for a couple of decades, but I hit it hard more than 7 years ago when the inventor of the test came out during Prostate Cancer Awareness Month and declared his test should not be used, it was not accurate, it was not valid, and it was causing excessive injury and even death to people who were getting false diagnoses based upon the test that the inventor said wasn't reliable. For some reason, it took more than 7 years until now the federal government has finally caught up, and in fact, just the other day, the news report starts off by saying no major medical group recommends routine PSA blood tests to check men for prostate cancer. And now a government panel is saying they do more harm than good, and healthy men should no longer receive the tests as part of routine cancer screening. I don't know why it took them until the month after Prostate Cancer Awareness Month when that information was contradicted.
Well, you know, they wanted men to be distracted by Breast Cancer Awareness Month so they wouldn't pay attention to the prostate news.
I suppose. Although, again, the PSA test could be called, accurately, the prostate selenium assessment test. Because if you have a high PSA, you definitely have severe selenium deficiency. That is accurate. But no one uses it for that purpose.
I love the renaming there. And by the way, I should let everybody know that Christopher Barr's book, we're going to be focusing on this in a couple of weeks, on selenium, One Cancer Answer, 100 Years and Counting, is now available. And you can contact Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. I'm just reviewing it now, so I'll be ready in a couple of weeks. And, of course, we've covered this for many, many years together on the air, Chris, but I'm so pleased this finally got put into one little booklet here, and it's now available.
Yes, and there's a very important section in there that disposes of the myth that selenium is toxic, mutagenic, and causes cancer. That was a fraudulent statement when it was made based on a fraudulent study by the FDA and eventually admitted by the FDA 40 years ago that it was fraudulent. And still, the statements from that 70-year-old study are cited by many that selenium could be dangerous. Well, there is truth in every myth, and yes, selenium could be dangerous, but it's less dangerous than oxygen, and I don't hear anybody warning people not to breathe deeply and be careful about your breathing because oxygen could be harmful. So that's an important segment of the book, as well as noting how to prevent cancer, how to treat cancer with selenium, documented by medical studies here, there, and everywhere, literally. Uh-oh, am I lost? Okay. So the importance of this subject cannot be overstated, especially because of all of the information coming against it for literally 100 years, falsely so. And going to break, coming right back in the second half of this first hour with the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Special thanks to Christopher Barr for many things over the years, and most recently, him taking us to break there. I just, like, dropped off. I was like, where did I go? But Chris Barr was there to save the day. Thank you, Chris.
Well, glad to lend an assistance always to the great and brilliant work that you do and the great word that you get out to so many that is found in so few places.
Yes, Chris, I appreciate you. You know, and I think that where I wanted to go, in fact, was where we'll go right now is the question that men are asking. Okay, if the prostate-specific antigen test, which is now considered worthless, is worthless, but it could indicate, as you said, if we rename it to prostate selenium assessment, We obviously now come to the conclusion that these prostate inflammations and cancers are most definitely evidence of selenium deficiency. Then we go to the next logical question is, how much should these men be taking to get them back on the right track?
Okay, if you're strong and healthy, nobody should be taking less than 200 micrograms a day if you're in great shape. So when there are problems indicated with the prostate, whether it's swelling, an increased PSA test, whatever it is, male issues that I guess that's all we need to say on that one.
Yes.
That shows an increased need for selenium, so you need 400 micrograms a day at least. You may need more than that. And the proof of the pudding will be in the treating, if we could put it that way.
Yes.
And when these symptoms subside, the prostate is where selenium is concentrated in men. If there is sufficient selenium to concentrate, and far too often there isn't, and that's why prostate problems come about. In fact, in the incredible test that or study that had showed a greater than 50% reduction of all cancers, they used 200 micrograms daily, and the greatest effect was in prostate cancer, where there was a 63% reduction of prostate cancer incidence in the men who received just 200 micrograms daily. And that's, again, frankly, based on the research, not anywhere near enough, and it had that incredible result.
Well, those that are concerned because they've been told wrongly so about the toxicity of selenium, maybe correctly about certain forms that may not be utilized appropriately, the book that Chris has just come out with about selenium is available through choosetobehealthy.com, and the phone number is 866-424-1077, which is the same place I get my selenium, my actually supplemental selenium, because, of course, why? It is the form that is most utilizable by the body as it's grown in food, and that makes a wee bit of a difference, does it not, Chris?
A huge difference. Documented bioavailability from whole food selenium versus every other form of selenium. And it's not just for prostate. It's against breast cancer. And it's not just against cancer. It's an anti-inflammatory, a powerful anti-inflammatory, a powerful fighter against free radicals. It's vital for thyroid function. Most problems most thyroid problems have much more to do with selenium deficiency than they do with iodine deficiency. Iodine cannot be utilized effectively by the body in the absence of selenium. You know, so there are many other reasons. The cardiovascular system, Alzheimer's disease, there are lots of reasons to take selenium. But cancer is certainly a vital area of need,
yeah,
for prevention as well as treatment. Read my book to find out details.
Absolutely. And, we're going to cover that in much more depth in a couple of weeks. By the way, next week we'll be live at one of the events about the labeling of GMOs. You're right to know. Jeffrey Smith is doing the marches all over the country. They're doing one we covered last week from New York to Washington, D.C. On that day, a week from today, there'll be major events, satellite events all over the country, rallies, and we'll be broadcasting live from one such rally down there in Hollywood, Florida, not the crazy one out west in California, although there's enough craziness all over this world. Chris, can you stick around one more segment with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. We've got to cover one more weird story among many. This one about combination drugs. We might have to hear from Stephen Colbert on this one as well. Stay with the Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world, robertscottbell.com. Come right back after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-8255. 1-800-288-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares, not only about you, but also the environment.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, you've been hearing about all these drugs going off patent, right? Oh my gosh, we're going to run out of money. Big Pharma, no, help us all. Well, turns out that they're getting a little sneaky. Not a little, but a lot. But this is the kind of way Big Pharma's been operating for years. It's like, we got drugs coming off of patent. Let's just combine two old drugs that are generic now, and we'll repatent them. Get lots more exclusivity, and bingo, we've got our profit maker. Once more. Well, Stephen Colbert recently did this on Comedy Central, a piece on it. We played it once. I think it's worth playing again to hear about a absolutely new one that I'm going to reference just after this clip. Let's hear from the Comedy Central show. Stephen Colbert, go ahead.
Seven of the world's 20 top-selling prescription drugs are about to go off patent. That includes the top two popular drugs, cholesterol controller Lipitor and blood thinner Plavix. In the next year or so, the door will open for cheaper generic versions that are chemically the same as the original brand name drugs.
No way. If I've got a brand name affliction, I want a name brand cure. Lou Gehrig didn't go to the trouble of endorsing his disease so it could be treated with some cheap generic knockoff. Fortunately, these pharmaceutical companies have found a workaround. They create two-for-one combination pills to extend patents on blockbuster brand name prescriptions.
For instance,
Pfizer created Caduet, a combination of Lipitor and Norvasc, while Bristol-Myers Squibb introduced Reese's Peanut Butter Plavix. You got your blood thinner in my chocolate. Well, that sounds good.
See, and this was the kind of thing that just happened as the FDA approved a first diabetes cholesterol combo pill, Zocor, which was one of the first, if not the first, Merck drug to reduce cholesterol. Why? Statin drugs, because they can't. Along with it, Januvia. I will have to dig out my Januvia report from years ago. And so this is going to spell disaster for cardiovascularly concerned diabetics, but renewed profits for Merck. And they call it JuviSync. Oh, JuviSync. At every party now, they're going to have JuviSync playing on, I don't know what they do. Why don't they just call it the kitchen sink and throw all of their drugs together in one pill and just get it over with? Chris, what are we going to do here?
Take 100% whole food GTF chromium, 100 micrograms three times a day, which handles both the blood sugar issues and the cholesterol management issues more effectively than any of their drugs. So you get a two-for-one effect with only one, with no side effects, and all benefits, no deficits.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we can go ahead and give them a perpetual patent on JuviSync, and they can sell it exclusively to all the people stupid enough to let their doctor prescribe it.
Yeah, and you know, they've had the ability to combine Zocor with coenzyme Q10, which they actually patented it that way originally more than 20 years ago, because they knew that it interfered with coenzyme Q10 production. But since nobody made them do it, and there wasn't a huge outcry, they never bothered to market it, even though they patented it, because they don't care about your health. They just care about their profits.
And, of course, utilizing statin drugs only precipitates many other diseases based on the toxicity of the drug and the lowering of cholesterol, which normal, high, healthy, whatever you want to call it. They don't even know what it is in modern medicine. They don't, or if they do, they're pretending not to, because people with higher cholesterol levels live longer. They have less cognitive impairment, less memory problems. They don't get Alzheimer's. And, of course, they just pretend that cholesterol is a great evil.
Yeah, in fact, cholesterol is necessary for two things that are important to most people, their brain function and their sexual function. You can't have sex hormones without cholesterol, and that means no sex without sex hormones.
Yeah, Chris, I had a repairman come by a while back because the AC unit went out, and it was a flux capacitor, evidently. I wasn't going back in time fast enough when it was cooler. But he replaced the capacitor, right? Afterwards, he finds out I'm a homeopathic guy. He starts asking me questions, of course, right to erectile dysfunction. I was like, thank you very much. I didn't need to know that. Too much information for my repair guy. And yet, I said, all right, what drugs are you on? Well, I'm not really on any drugs. Oh, except a statin drug. And a blood pressure drug. But other than that, enough. I was like, dude, you want me to tell you what homeopathic remedy to take, and you're on the toxic medicines that are giving you erectile dysfunction.
Yep, it's amazing.
It just
I don't know what else to say.
No, I mean, that's all. I thought I had to share that story. If you ever run into that, if your repairman is on statin drugs and ask you about erectile dysfunction, maybe you should suggest he talk to somebody like Chris Barr or listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and he'll know what to do.
And that he should take selenium for the prostate function, and also, which is the main key to high blood pressure, is a lack of selenium.
Absolutely. Increase those essential fats so the hormones can be produced properly as well. Thank you for listening, or being, I should say, Chris, and adding so much to the Robert Scott Bell Show and taking us to break that time. I'm going to let you go because I know you got lots of errands to run. We got lots more to do, including more on the Ross and Ray. Get ready with a pen and paper. You're going to write some stuff down when we come back.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
All right, well, it looks like Colbert must have been listening to me when I said, go ahead and give them a perpetual patent so they can sell these drugs exclusively to all the stupid people. Like I said, throw it all in. Don't call it Juvie Sink. Why not the kitchen sink? Why can't they just make one pill for everything? And it looks like Colbert agrees. He covered a story recently about Prescott Pharmaceuticals. Go ahead and run that.
Well, this year, many of Prescott's most popular drug patents will expire, along with many of the patients who took them. So, to protect their intellectual property, Prescott is proud to combine its greatest prescription hits into one patent-extending drug, introducing Vax-Amalgam. Whether you're suffering from insomnia, drowsiness, angina, eczema, dry mouth, damp mouth, constipation, diarrhea, night terrors, day terrors, brunch terrors, lockjaw, slackjaw, jabberjaw, nausea, rashes, heart arrhythmia, erectile dysfunction, blood in urine. Blood in urine. Urine in blood. Shingles, cedar shake. Downspouts, aluminum siding, or whatever this yellow one does right there. Vax-Amalgam will cure it or cause it. Warning, do not take Vax-Amalgam with dairy products, which should not be a problem since it is a suppository.
Yeah, the size of a football. And, you know, as they say, fiction is stranger than truth or vice versa. In this case, I wonder if he knows. I mean, they called it Vax-Amalgam. Isn't that interesting? The danger of vaccines and amalgams, the mercury related to all of this, there's subtlety in there. I wonder, I have to wonder if the writers at Comedy Central know something and they revealed it subtly without going too far, right? They're allowed to make fun, not too badly, but this is what I'm talking about here. This is the insanity. I mean, it's really got to that point. I mean, that's the only way Big Pharma is going to survive is they start combining multiple pills to put them in whatever orifice you'll allow them to be put in. Instead of course, putting the organic coffee or green tea in the one orifice that will actually help you to detoxify your liver. Of course, if you have any questions on that or anything else, we've still got a full-on hour to go after this at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. And, of course, when we talked earlier about the Rossum Raid, I wanted to give you some heads-up previews. Those of you who are web alert, web active, you can go to robertscottbell.com, check out today's blog notes. But for those of you who are not or just listening via the radio or whatever way you're listening, there are numbers that I want you to have. And there's one particular number that would maybe be helpful on the honey-do list about the Rossum Raid I covered earlier. You got this woman, Faker, right? As I mentioned her name, Faker. I said Kelly Saker, Faker, I'm sorry, Kelly Saker, S-A-K-I-R. I've got it written out. She was the one behind this raid, or a big part of this raid on Rossum.
and I've got a number of phone numbers. I'm just going to give you one, if only one, and then you can call and ask more. But there's a form that's there's a form there as well. But the number, area code 213, which is Los Angeles, 213-974-3512. 213-974-3512. If you want to express your outrage for the millions of dollars wasted on people that were not harming anybody, not even themselves, but if they were, that would be okay because they're harming themselves, not anybody else. But your government can't let you do that. Protecting you from you. No, protecting big pharma and big agribusiness and chemical agriculture from you. That's an environmentalist, Kelly Saker? No, you're a faker, as far as I'm concerned. And by all means, there's also an email address there linked up as well. And this is the kind of stuff that's, you know, just amazes me that anybody listens to anybody in government like they know something. And then you got the old media. You know, Ron Paul, this was an amazing thing. You know, yesterday the news was he won the straw poll at the Values Voter Summit. And I think last year he came in almost last, like, I mean, 4 years ago, whatever, like fifth place. Why? Because those who claim to be Christian conservatives, they don't, how can I say this? They don't understand that we were granted liberty by that which created us all. And that we do not need a police state to dictate our morality. And in fact, it is our churches or synagogues, etc., that have the greatest role, in addition to our families, of raising up our children as we would want them to live, as we would hopefully lead by example in this case. And no amount of laws to the, you know, the contrary can restrict people from doing that which they're going to do. Now, in terms of the cannabis issue, I am not a fan of any form of drugs, but here you have a plant created by God that suddenly becomes criminalized in the 20th century, not because it's a drug, but because the cousin to cannabis, which is the hemp, is dangerously impacting potentially the market for cotton, the market for paper, the market for plastics, the market for medicine, the market for food. So much diversity out of this hemp plant for which our Constitution and Declaration of Independence were written upon. Paper made from hemp. And now you got Eric Holder claiming, oh, we're not going after those cannabis people. And by the way, they named it marijuana so it would sound bad because it's Spanish and people didn't like Spanish or whatever. You know, this more of the same insanity from government. And whether you would utilize it yourself, I have not. But whether you would, does it concern the government, really? And, of course, if they would allow you to consume Marinol, which is a synthetic form of cannabis that is toxic and contains the side effects that the real cannabis unadulterated would actually relieve or cure. How can we stand by and stand up for this? And also, the Values Voters. How is it that you can claim to be for a culture of life, yet you're for killing innocents abroad? Children. Unborn children. Yes, there are pregnant women that die as collateral damage to the so-called war on a tactic. Enough already. Is it possible that the Values Voters now are realizing that they have been scammed by the neoconservatives? And that the progressives are not peace-loving people. They are warmongers just as bad as the neoconservatives are, or else they would be calling for Obama's ouster. Get rid of Obama, because he belongs nowhere in a country that loves liberty. As he cracks down on liberty. Which is why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place, the home for health, freedom, and liberty in media. RobertScottBell.com is the website. 800-259-5791. If you'd like to be part of the show next hour, we've got lots more to do, including fiendish flu shot fanatics. We're going to take them on next. Only here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.